there are three things that I want to share with you in the remainder of our class time as to how we can stay strong and jumpstart us into 2023. This is what God has done and continues to do in this family. So, Joel, roll the tape.
Well, I feel good, good, good. Well, I feel good. Oh, yes, my Lord. Because there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me feel good, 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 good. Well, I can love. Love, but I can love, oh yes, my Lord, because there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me look good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got joy, joy, joy. Well, I've got joy down in my soul, because there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that gives me such joy, 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 joy. Well, I can sing, sing, sing. Well, I can sing, oh yes, my Lord, because there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me sing good, 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 good. Well, I can serve, serve, serve. Well, I can serve, oh yes, my Lord, because there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me serve good.
Wait a minute.
Do you feel good?
Good, good.
So good. Well, if you feel good, then clap your hands. Because there's something about the Spirit of Jesus that makes me feel good, good, good.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel good,
good.
So good. Well, I feel good. Oh, yes, my Lord. Because there's something about the sweet Spirit of my Jesus that makes me feel good, good, good.
I'm a heart-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I'm a heart-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I'm a heart-fighting soldier on the battlefield.
Ooh.
Bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. I'm a heart-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I'm a heart-fighting soldier on the Bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. We're marching up to Zion.
Such a beautiful,
that beautiful city of God. We're marching up to Zion.
That beautiful
city of God.
I'm fighting, oh, sitting in the rain, in the cold. I'm fighting so hard, trying to save a soul.
When you hear me singing, Lord,
sometimes shedding tears, bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. Oh, Satan will tempt you in a very wicked way. I'm glad my Bible teaches me don't cease to pray. I've got the word for my sword,
I've got faith
for my shield.
I'm bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give.
I'm a heart-fighting soldier.
We're marching up to Zion.
What a beautiful,
that beautiful city of God.
We're marching up to Zion. Beautiful,
that beautiful city of God.
King Jesus is my captain. He fights my battles.
He never lost a battle.
No, he never won.
got my song, and I got my bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. I'm a heart-fighting soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a heart-fighting soldier on the battlefield.
Yeah.
I'm a heart-fighting soldier.
Oh,
bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give. We're marching,
come on,
marching up to Zion,
beautiful,
that beautiful city of God.
Oh, march.
We're marching, marching up to Zion,
beautiful,
that beautiful city of God.
Oh, beautiful,
that beautiful,
wonderful,
that wonderful,
glorious,
that glorious,
marvelous,
that beautiful city of God.
Gotta keep on bringing
that beautiful
by the
city
that I give. It's a beautiful,
that beautiful city of
I'm bringing soul.
That beautiful city of God
to that beautiful,
that beautiful,
wonderful,
that wonderful,
glorious,
that glorious,
yeah,
marvelous, that beautiful city of God.
You're asking us.
Look at Brent.
Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
How great thou art.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou
drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this His gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day.
How about let's acknowledge our praise and thanksgiving to God for what He's done here in this church. Truly, truly amazing the blessings that we have encountered here. There was a guy in 1968 by the name of John Aquari. He was a marathon runner who represented the country of Tanzania in the marathon. He didn't win a medal. In fact, he came nowhere near it. But in defeat and in pain, he came to represent something much more profound and enduring than many sportsmen achieve in their whole life. John Aquari was never likely to win the men's marathon, but his chances were wrecked when, perhaps because of the effects of the high altitude, he succumbed to cramps that slowed his progress. If that was painful, then worse was to come after he was involved in a melee of athletes who jockeyed for position and started knocking each other out of the running. Aquari fell to the ground, gashed his knee, and caused a dislocation. He smashed his shoulder against the pavement. Most observers, seeing his injuries, assumed he would just pull out and go to the hospital. Instead, he recovered medical attention, received it well, and returned to the track to continue the race, a marathon. His pace, of course, was much slower, but his resolve to complete the event remained intact. And so, more than an hour after the winner of the marathon crossed the line, Aquari finally finished in last place. He was cheered home by a few of the 1,000 spectators that remained in the stadium. The medals had already been awarded, the public acclaim had already been acknowledged, but by the time Aquari reached the stadium, he was limping and bandages around his leg were flapping in the breeze. Aquari was asked why he'd carried on, and his response is one that many of us have heard since 1968. It's gone down in sporting history. His answer was, "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race." Aquari later recovered from his injuries and continued running long-distance races. He finished fifth in the marathon in the Commonwealth Games in 70 and also ran the 10,000 meters in the same championship. He was a great runner, but his performance, courage, and dedication in the face of adversity is what history, what we're talking about now, what history remembers him for. Indeed, I think we can all acknowledge Aquari finished strong. Amen. You know, in much the same manner, however, we see in the writings from the Apostle Paul to his friend Timothy, he confidently writes about the crown of righteousness awaiting him. If we'll follow Paul's advice to Timothy, we too can expect to finish our life strong and well. It says in 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to those who have longed for his appearance." What a blessing, not just for Timothy, but also for us, that Paul took the opportunity to instruct his fellow believer and pray for him. He understood that Christian life, just like ours, church, is full of struggles, obstacles, and suffering. And through the ages, that book and many other books by Paul continues to encourage us to persevere in the faith. And that's possible only if we do what he himself did throughout the ministry. Fully rely on God. That's what we see Paul instructing us to do. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus, and the things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ. Let's sing, Jason.
Soldiers of Christ, arise.
December has been a fast mover. Amen. It has been really, really a fun month. Particularly, I had lots of opportunities to bring joy to kids, and it was glad that it was finally over on December the 26th, and my friend could go on his way, and I could come back to work. I normally take time in December to make the New Year's calendar, prepare the New Year's letter to go out to friends and family, reflect on the past, and begin planning for the future. For example, planning for the future. Over the past couple of months, we elders have been fervently praying and asking God to bring more shepherds to this flock here at North Tampa. We have recently been praying over two men and their wives to answer that call to be shepherds here, leading, shepherding, and serving God as an elder. We are planning in early January to conduct visioning meetings, two of them in January, praying more, fervently working harder, so that by March the 1st, somewhere in that period of time, we can have our congregational meeting and announce all of the visioning and all the stuff that God is putting on our hearts as your shepherds. Please pray for us to be successful and the Spirit to lead us to make that happen. While all this is being going on, I had this burden that I've been carrying that says, Shackelford, it's time for you to make a change in your routine. Quit looking so much about the fact that you've got from 26 December all the way through 31 December to rest. And it just put it on my heart that tonight's lesson about finishing strong, maybe that's what we all ought to be doing, is taking these last few days in December and prayerfully and fervently focusing on how we can finish strong so that that momentum carries us into the grand finale beginning, not the finale, but the beginning of the 2023 year. And tonight, I acknowledge to you that there are three things that I want to share with you in the remainder of our class time as to how we can stay strong and jumpstart us into 2023. It begins by acknowledging that God is still moving, God is still healing, God is still blessing because God's got it, right? And that He's still reaching for each of us, and He's the way maker. He's a difference maker. And if we but put our hearts, minds, energies into that, we too can be difference makers more than ever before in 2023. I believe that God wants us to do more. He wants us to come in with a momentum and an enthusiasm in 2023 like never before. And I'm going to give you three ways that I've been placed on my heart to share with you about how I intend to do that, and I encourage you to come on that journey with me. Before we get there, I do want to ask Chris Kent to take us to the Father in prayer.
Bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had together in your presence. Help us to remember in the hustle and bustle of daily life that our time together and our time with you is ultimately what matters most. Help us to carve out time in our busy schedules for fellowship, to encourage one another, and point one another towards you. Help us to value our brothers and sisters in Christ and to see our need for one another. Father God, your loving kindness knows no bounds. Our world is in so much turmoil, and we find ourselves fearful at times. Help us to remember the example you set for us of what unconditional love looks like. Help us to love our neighbor. Fill us with love for those close to us, but also those who differ from us. We ask that you help us love others as you love us, putting others before ourselves. Thank you for your unfailing love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Jason and I are going to lead this one together.
Jason and I are going to lead this one together, and I'm going to start with the altos. Then I will go to the bass line. Jason will stay with the altos because the alto part gets the lead all the way through. And if they get off, then the rest of us go into chaos, okay? So I'll do the bass line, I'll do the tenor line, then Jason's going to do the soprano line the fourth time through, and I'll go back to the, hopefully go back to the altos if I can find it, okay? Stand up, brother. Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is
shifting the music sheets. The first way that I think that we can finish strong this year is to limit our distractions. Between the meetings, between the parties for year end, between the travels for year end, we can purposefully and intentionally limit our distractions. Our minds will be caught up in the what ifs and the possibilities of a new year while our bodies are trying to play catch up. It was amazing to me as we got toward the end of December, my family and even my family of friends here at North Tampa were saying, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" I was fantastic. I was running on adrenaline. And I wasn't limiting distractions. And on December 26th, I woke up and I thought, "Where am I?" And it literally, the adrenaline was gone, and I realized that I had probably overcommitted. So by not saying no, I didn't limit distractions. And so I would encourage you to make time for God. Be willing to say no quicker than you have before. Let's prioritize some time to be intimate with God. Yes, we all do. I know that. But I'm saying turn up the gas a little bit and take more time to limit distractions and put God's time first more than we all do now. It's hard to hear what God wants us to do if we let, Shackelford, our total focus be on endless things that keep us busy. Hello? Three fingers at me and one at you, right? I've committed to doing two things between tonight and the 31st of December. That gives me all the way through Saturday night to just get two things done. Limit my distractions. Focus on two things and get them done well. Would you come on that journey with me to pick a couple of things walking out of here tonight that you've overcommitted and underdelivered on thus far? And just find a way to finish strong in doing two things between now and the next few days. Second way of finding a way to finish strong. Just like we steward God's resources, we need to steward our assignments. Too often we have our eyes on what's going to happen in the future. You know, the weight where we are right now burdens us sometimes. So if we would steward our assignments in a way that we can finish the year stronger, I think God will bless us. Everything we have in our lives is a gift from God. The same God who spoke light into existence is the same God that gave us our form and shape. Just think, every person, every place we go is an opportunity to take God with us. We're not here to merely be led by calendar dates. Right here. Every night I go to bed, I pray, and I look at my calendar. What's tomorrow? I oftentimes am driven by this calendar. Maybe I need to pay attention to God more than the calendar of events that I put through. God's given us what we need, and His assignment should be our priority. Love one another, right? That is our primary assignment. It's time for me and it's time for you to do a heart check. How are you showing up to God? We don't have to wait for somebody to announce a new program or a new project. We already know what God has put the mission of us to do. So let's show up and start doing that mission. You want to improve your relationship with your family? Make some time for your family. That's what I have to do. You want to start writing a book? Write the first paragraph of the book. You want to take a course? Sign up for the course. Whatever it is that you want to do, know that God has entrusted you to do that, and He will take care of you. Third way that I think we can finish strong is to walk through the doors that God is opening for us. Neighbors in our community right now have been flocking this month of December because of my friend from the North Pole. They all wanted to see and to get some time. What I found that was happening was they found out that this guy that was their neighbor was really a God follower. He was trying with his family to put God first. And I can't tell you how many opportunities to share the word came up through the month of December, simply because I looked for the door that God had put there and opened for me. I'm asking you to look for that opportunity. Look for that door. It will be amazingly a surprise where that door shows up sometimes. Okay? It's one of those things where people are seeking. They're not banging the door down saying, I want some God. They are seeking by knowing who you are. And if we can do that better, I think God will bless us more. There are people who want to start a relationship with you because of the friend you are and the Christian example that you set. We'll not become who God made us by remaining where we are. Been there, done that, right? Well, you know, it's somebody else's turn. I've already done my work. I'm a little older now. I'm just going to stack arms and ride it out. No, let's not stack arms. Let's be strong finishers. Let's finish this year. Let's make this year what God started us doing. 18 years ago, just think, did you see those pictures where those guys were out there building that foundation to this building? And the roof that was going on that thing, you see that crane? I mean, those were some pictures that just blew me away about how 18 years ago, four men, shepherds, and a preacher that they didn't even have, came together and said, we need to build. And that's what they did. If you ever really want to know what happens on a lot of that behind the scenes, talk to Wanda Groves and Renee McLaughlin. Renee will tell you that she was here. She can relate to those. Had you ever seen those pictures before? Okay. I never had until that night out in Dade City in San Antonio. But that is what God started, and he didn't stop, did he? Look what he's done so far. We are on that cusp of greatness to honor God with what he's put in our hearts and what we have to deliver because we are his followers. Let's limit our distractions. Let's steward our assignments, and let's walk through the doors that God has opened for you and for me. God's will is still actively moving. Are you going to make room for him this year in 2023? I hope so. I love you, church. And I just wanted to share that because I've been sloughing off, and it's not time to stop. It's time to start, and it's time to finish strong. So we're going to ask Jason to lead us in our closing song, and then Brother Monty Betts is going to pray us out of here. Thank you all for your presence tonight, and above all for your prayers as we shepherd you and lead you as God's people to greater stuff to honor him.
Amen. Thank you, Shaq.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
You can remain seated as we have our closing prayer tonight, and I pray that we'll be safe and sound as we go through the next few days, and we'll be back Sunday morning, Lord willing. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, thank you for this time that we have spent together learning more about you and worshiping your name. As we leave this place tonight, may we be committed to worshiping and serving you in our daily lives. Lord, show us ways that we can bless others each day. Help us to see you in the monotony of the mundane. Help us to see your blessings around us in the simple, small things that bring us joy each day. Gracious God, there is so much in the world around us that we can't comprehend right now. At times like this, life feels overwhelming until we are reminded that you are in control. Help us to practice patience when things seem bleak, to remember that you are the God who makes a way when there seems to be no way. Please bless us with your perfect peace, Father. Help us to rest in you and trust in your timing. As we leave this place, please fill us with peace. And I pray that this night and in the days ahead that you will bless our shepherds. Bless Bill and Chris and Shaq. Strengthen them, guide them so they can guide us. Help us to go forth with joy that can only come from you. In your name we are asking these things. Amen.